Amen. I was asking the Lord what He wanted to preach. When you've got 66 books, there's a whole lot of word in that book. Amen. The Holy Bible, the book, the Bible meaning many books. But we know that when you go from Genesis to Revelation, it is the Word of God. It wasn't a man-made religion that put this together. This Word is inspired of God Almighty. When I read it from the beginning to Revelation, the New Testament, the Old Testament, I throw nothing away from it. It's like I can sit down and some people, you know, they like certain food and I like fish. When I eat fish, I'll leave the bones. Do you hear me? It's the same way with preaching and teaching. When I hear certain things, I'll take the fish, I'll take the meat, I'll take the bread, but I'll leave what's not of God. Do you hear me? That takes what it takes. It takes spiritual discernment. I wish to the Lord that we all had spiritual discernment. Because the Lord said that they will call evil good and good evil. Amen? Light, darkness, dark, light, sweet, bitterness, all and on. In other words, we can think what we want to think. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I've asked people, do they know Jesus? I'm Baptist. I'm Catholic. I'm this, I'm that. Jesus never came to this earth to make up all these religious denominations. There's many members, but one body. And that body is the body, the church, and Christ is the head of that body. Amen? Amen to God. We all fit together in Christ. In Christ we live, we move, we have our being. I'm setting the foundation here on the Word of God. So what we must always build our life on is the Word of God, and we build it by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. The Bible speaks about, upon this rock I'll build my church. It was speaking of His Word, who is Christ. Amen. Amen. But it took a revelation of who He was. Something. Now it's something when you look at these disciples. They seen Him raise the dead, cast out devils, walk on the sea, feed multitudes of people. They saw this happening. But one day He asked a personal question. He asked a very personal question when He said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who do you say He is? Well, I can tell you there's a lot of names, church. He has a whole lot of names, do you hear me? But I know He's my Lord and my Savior. I know He's my Redeemer. I know He's my rock. I know He's my fortress. I know He's my shepherd. I know He's my great physician. I know He's the Word of God. And I know He's forevermore settled in heaven. If I settled in my heart right now, I would be in heaven if the trumpet would sound and He would call the church away, because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Do you hear that? That world is no longer in this. This old corruptible man's gone. That new man is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you hear that? I can tell you, when I thought of this and I read this, He asked a question. Now, if I've been around you for about 3 years, 2-3 years, I ought to know something about you. Do you hear me? I ought to know what you believe. I know, you know, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks every once in a while. Sometimes it speaks a whole lot. But in this, I'd get to know you. After a while, if you was my next door neighbor, I'd want to get to know who you are. But Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Who's the one that loves me? He that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Well, I can tell you, He asked a question. He said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, they begin to say, some say John the Baptist, Elias, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. Well, they begin to say all of this. Well, you know, who do you say you are in Christ? I'm a new creature in Christ. Who do you say you're in Christ? I go to church. Who do you say you are? You should be able to say, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm no longer my own. I've been bought with the price. And only by the Spirit of God can you call Him Lord. That truly means the meaning of who He is. Do you hear that? The Spirit speaketh expressly. In other words, if I have not His Spirit, I do not belong to Jesus Christ. I could have my name on a membership board. I could be on the deacons. I could be an evangelist, apostle, whatever. But if I'm not born again and my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, I don't belong to Jesus Christ, even though I profess Him as Lord and Savior. He said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say to do? Well, these disciples, I can tell you, as almost 40 years knowing who Jesus is, I've seen miracles, but I've not seen nobody walking on water. I've been out on that Mount Transfiguration where God spoke there and said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye Him. Now down there at John's Baptist at the River of Jordan, when there was a voice said, as John the Baptist by the Holy Ghost, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I wasn't there, but I believe it. Do you hear me? But I know who was there. Christ was there. I know who the Spirit was there, because He's living in me right now, and I'm begotten, kept, and I know I'm quickening by the Spirit of the living God. Do you hear that? I don't have to go back 2,000 years ago, because I can't go back there. But I know where I'm going right now. Do you hear me? I don't need a GPS. I don't need a cell. I know in whom I have believed, and I know where my name is, and I know who Jesus is. He's my Lord, my Savior. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hear those disciples, brother. They stood there. They heard the devils talk right to them. Do you hear me? Why have you come to torment us before our time? We know who you are. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. But one day, He said, but who do you say I am? We've heard the devil calling Christ. We've heard this. We've seen you do all these miracles. But now, whom do you say that I am? And they begin to say this one, this one, this one. He's not Moses. He's not Jeremiah. He's not Ezekiel. Lord, do you hear me? He's not Joshua, Isaiah, but He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He's coming back for a church that's looking for Him. That bride must be ready to meet Him. Oh, Lord, do you hear this? Lord, do you hear this? Oh, Lord. He that what? Have an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. That church that belongs to Him. Amen. They begin to say. But see, He said, but now. He said, for whom do men say that I am? Well, they all say this. But now He said, but whom do ye? I want to know, who do you say that I am? He wants you to personal, brother. Do you hear me? I can take, do you hear me now? Amen. Yeah. Peter speaks up. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood, blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock, Christ said, I will build my church. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Brother, if God be for you, who can be against you? Every devil's going to be against you. That world's going to be against you. False doctrine's going to be against you. But as long as Christ is for you, I can tell you, church, stay in Christ. Stay in Christ. Give no place unto the devil. You give him an inch of your life, and he'll take it and rule it after a while. Do you hear me? Give no place to the devil. And I can tell you this. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully on this. If you and I If you and I reward iniquity, we're in trouble. Do you hear me? Hear me what I'm saying. You and I, how we reward it, and I know what the Lord has been giving me and showing me. Be not a partaker of another man's sin. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? You can say, well, I've got children. Mom and Dad, hear me what I'm saying. You got children, they're on that Facebook, they're on those cell phones, they're on those computers, and they're watching trash, cuss words, and all of that, and you're asking God to bless that house. He will not bless it. Do you hear me? I can tell you when He comes into the house, He'll clean it and sweep it out. I'm talking about this heart. Do you hear me? Whosoever rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from. Do you hear me what I'm saying? You're rewarding that stuff. Well, let me tell you. When you compromise with sin, you're as guilty as the one committing sin. It's like me right now. If I went down the road and a friend down there, he says, pull over here at this bank. Yeah, what are you going to do? I'm going to go in there and rob it. Well, you won't find me when you come out of there. Hear me what I'm saying. Well, brother, what's wrong with you? Well, just hold on. Hear me what I'm saying. And I know it's going on. I'm as guilty as the one in there doing it. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Lord, help me. Cover no man's sin. Do you hear me? Cover. You don't cover sin. You repent of sin and get rid of it. Do you hear me? If I reward iniquity for good, evil shall not depart from my house. Let that son go ahead, bring his girlfriend into his bedroom in there for hours and that. You're not there. I can tell you right now, I'm not interested in hearing you because, well, what are they doing in there? Well, you know, you got to give them a little privacy in that. I can tell you in that house, I don't give nobody privacy. Do you hear me right now? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. In other words, if Jesus is in it, I won't know devil there, neither does he. Amen. Holy to God. Well, I went there. God knows all about it. We'll get to Martha, I hope, here tonight, today. But I can tell you right now, when you know it's okay, well, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with a little drink now and then. It won't hurt nobody. Oh, is that right? No. That first drink turned me into a drunk.
All right, come on.
They said, you know, I've been to those AA meetings. I was in a big revival sometime, a big revival. Lord preaching, I noticed big church. And I noticed that sound man, he kept leaving and leaving. He's up on way up on the balcony line on the sound system and whatever else going on. And he'd leave and a little later he'd come back. He'd leave and come back during that revival. And I thought, well, I wonder what he's doing, you know. Well, after the service, one of the services, it might have been the last night of it. I can't remember for sure. Anyway, I went back to the back and I went down to go to the bathroom. I went down there. Linda, she was down there and that. And down there was the Sunday school rooms. There was the ministries. Big church. And they had all kind of activities going on. And when I went downstairs and I'm looking, there was here during the revival, there's a bunch of people in a room there sitting around the table, a bunch of people. And I thought, well, I wonder why they up there in revival? You know, what's the church doing down here when we're in revival? I walked in there and they're sitting around and here I got listening, they're having an AA meeting in a full gospel church, Pentecostal church I took. At least that's what I thought. Sometimes be careful. Don't think too quick. Be anxious for nothing, but in prayer or something. Amen. So I looked in there and said, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to find out what's going on. I'm a nosy person. Now I got some nosy neighbors. Well, I'm telling you what, you shouldn't be hiding nothing.
Right.
You should be letting your, come on, you should be letting your light shine. Look at them out there praising the Lord. Look at the people over there. Yeah, put the spotlight right on Christ. You see me, you see Christ. Dear Lord, do you hear me what I'm saying? Let your light shine before men. Well, I can't stand them. You better start praying for them. Amen. We'll get where the Lord wants us to go here now. I went in there, and here they're having an AA meeting. It's okay to say any cuss word. It's okay to say hi to Potter. And then I got listening to him. I said, whoa, I'm going to start me another message. Then And finally, would you like to say something? Yes, I would. So many years ago, I was a drunk, cheap, liar, everything. But I can tell you, I went on my knees. And they're talking about a lot of things. And I said, I cried out. And Jesus came in. That was into that. They didn't want to hear it no more. This is in church, brother. No. I said, well, here they want to talk about higher powers. They want to talk about fighting this thing off. I said, I was set free just like that. They say once an alcoholic, once a sinner, always a sinner, if you still stay a sinner. You know what I'm saying? You're still a drunk if you stay a drunk.
Amen. Come on.
But if you're in Christ now, you're a new creature. Come on now. In whom the Son?
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I don't practice sin.
Come on.
I said I don't practice sin. If I want my muscles to get bigger, I got to start practicing. Do you hear me? If I want to get stronger and greater in Lord, I found out I've got to decrease. I got to keep deeper. Glory to God. If I just humble myself, He will lift me up, brother. Lord, if I lift up His name, He said, I'll draw all men. Somebody, let's lift up the name of Jesus. Lord God, draw them. Lord, they ought to see Christ in you. They ought to see you're not the same person you used to be. Amen. They shut that meeting down quick. They wanted out of there. They want nothing to do with it. And yet, the church allows it to go on. Huh? Why preach? Why preach this book if you're not an example? Hear me what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, Paul, he came out and said, follow me as I follow Christ. Yeah. I should be able to follow you. Not that I'm following you to get to heaven, but I ought to see following you. I see Christ. I see the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. Now, let's go to Martha. Martha invites him into her house. We are living in troubling time. We are living where hearts are failing people. People, fear is gripping people's lives. You can see it in the stores. You can see hatred and envy. You see jealousy. You see despisers of them that are good, heady, high-minded. Do you hear? Proud, boasters, blasphemers, unthankful. I'm seeing that. You know. I mean, if I did not know Jesus, but really believed in this word. Do you hear me? As the devils believe, I should be able to say, you know what? I've read that book. And what that book is saying, I see it happening. Do you hear me what I'm saying, brother? But we know that these signs are upon us. We see that. And church, listen, I believe in prophecy. But I'm telling you, I see so much going on Facebook, it's scary. It's claiming to know Jesus and claiming the stuff I see there. I know a tree by the fruit it bears.
Right.
Do you hear me? If you told me that that's an apple tree, I say, well, okay, it's probably out and I don't see nothing on it. Well, as Satan, something should happen. But if I see later on oranges on it, I'd say, you, this is not an apple tree. It produces what it is. The only way we're going to produce in Christ is to be in Christ and Christ in us. We have to abide. If what? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, that means we're together. Do you hear me? Do you hear that? Years ago, some of the friends, I've had some crazy friends, and they like to want to be blood brothers. Well, I just forget about cutting the blood, but we'll just be brothers. sinners together, whatever, you know. Thief knows a thief. Liar knows a liar. Is that right? Well, let's get the knife out. Well, let's cut her hand, and you cut your hand. But we're going to put, I said, I don't want to cut mine. I don't want that. I don't want to cut my hand. But they'd take, you get her of it, they'd cut their hand, some of them, and then you put it together, and you let the blood come together. And say, now we're brothers. That was crazy. You hear me what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, we've been bought by the blood. And that blood, brother, is the redeeming blood of the Son of God. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. It's like a person getting cancer. And they do something. They say it's in remission. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Well, glory. Oh, thank you. It's in remission. They got it. In other words, they stopped it here, okay? But I can tell you, after a while, it can come out of remission. Do you hear me what I'm saying? We better stay in the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you? Come on now. I can tell you, listen to me now, God has me go this way, I want to go that way. In the days when they were in Egypt, God told Moses, take a lamb without spot, cut that lamb's throat, that blood, take that blood, put it over the doorpost, over the lintel. He said, I'm going to pass through with judgment. Brother, he must see the blood of his son. Do you hear me? Do you hear me what I'm saying? Do you hear me what I'm saying? Lord God, help us this evening, this morning. Here it was, and he also said, you got to go through this book and really examine yourself, and it will show you what you really are. And he also said, let there be no leaven in the house. It has to be. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Okay, that's good. We'll get the leaven out. Okay, we've got the lamb here. But he also said, stay in the house. Don't come out. Do you hear me? And when we're disobedient to God, anybody went out that door is a dead person. Do you hear me what I'm saying? I was reading in the Old Testament, God warned, he said, don't even diminish my word. Don't diminish it. Don't make it lower than what it is. I don't fool with God's word. Brother, it'd be better to stand in front of a locomotive. You got better chance of living. Do you hear me? Or jumping out of a plane without a parachute. When you start adding, you start taking away, you start subtracting, you start diminishing it. It's like going down the road. You're going down the road and somebody has got their bright lights on. You can't hardly see. You hear me? He hit the dimmer. He called a dimmer switch. It used to be on the floor. Hear me what I'm saying? It made it dimmer so you could see. Well, I said, oh Lord, turn the light on. I want that bright morning star. I want to know. I want to walk in that light as you're in that light. And that word becomes illuminated. Spiritual. It becomes so big. Sometimes I just start crying. Why? Because his promises, his word is new every day. Not just on Sunday, not on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Lord God, do you hear me? I want to stay in Christ, and Christ will stay into me. But anytime I want to walk out, I could do it in a moment. But I have no desire to walk out on him. Do you hear me? Lord God, why? Because greater is he that's in you and me than he that's in the world. Do you hear me? I can tell you, I know this. I was going to preach it recently, planning on it. But here it was. Be faithful. We must be faithful. Faithful. And I was praying about it. And the Lord giving me that, about being faithful. Being faithful. And he come to me, just let me know. And he brings things to me to let me know that concerning his word. You want a faithful wife? Yes, I do, Lord. Yes, I do. I do want a faithful wife. Wife, you want a faithful husband? Yes, you do. Come on, especially when you love him. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Come on. Shout with me. But God said if you're faithful in that which is least, you're faithful in much. But if you're unfaithful in that which is least, you're unfaithful. Shout me down now if you want to. Lord God, help me, Jesus. Lord, I know that 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 I know. I could keep you here all day tonight. I know that I know my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life because I know the same Spirit that raised him from the dead, that same Spirit quickens and lives inside of me, that same Spirit is still the same from in the beginning when the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. I can tell you, thank God, 2,000 years ago, there in that upper room, there was an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, help us, Jesus. And I know the Bible says we're to be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with it. You know, the more I drink this water, the more I keep drinking it, the less it will be. Well, I found out you got to go back and get refilled once in a while. You got to go back to that well. Really? Well, here it was. Martha, she invited Christ to come and eat. Oh, who wouldn't want to invite him? Come and dine. He asked us to come and dine to eat with him. Yeah. Now she wants Christ to eat with him. She's in there. She's getting everything ready. I mean, you know, when you invite him, there's a lot of mouths to feed. Mm-hmm. Amen? Because he likes to bring his sons and daughters with him. Amen? When there's two or three gathered in my name, he said, I'll be in the midst. So he wants to be right there, don't he? Amen? Yeah. Amen? Amen? So she's in there. All of a sudden, where'd Mary go? Where'd Sissy go? Always wondering about somebody else. First, examine yourself. Yeah. Check yourself out. Well, I wonder who's all going to be there. I want to know if he's going to be there.
Right.
If I know, if I walk through that door and he's in me, I know he's there.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, she just stopped cooking. When you probably got a 12 disciples there, and probably other friends, there's others there too. Lazarus, their brother. She goes over there and she's looking for him. 12 years old, they were looking for him too. Joseph and Mary was looking for him at 12 years old. They went a day's journey, brother. Why did it take them so long to get missing him? He's only 12 years old. That'd be like Sister Nancy that sits back here. One of her 13-year-old takes home and she's missing for a day or so. I don't know where she's at. Can't keep up with her. They put a lock on her.
Right.
Huh? Put one of these bracelet tags on her. Know where you're at. I want to know where you're at all times.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus wants to know you're about his business too, don't he?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she come out there. Well, there's my sister. She didn't go to Mary. She went to Jesus. Lord, don't you care? Don't you care? I could hear if Paul just sitting there, Martha, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Mary's left me with all of this. I mean, did, you know, that was almost like an insult to her. You hear what I'm saying? Martha, Martha, you are cumbered or troubled about many things. Boy, when he said many, that's a whole lot of things. He could say, I have a few things against you, but when he said many,
dear
Lord, help me, Jesus. In Revelation, he says, I have a few things against you. One of them, you've left your first love. Oh, great God of heaven. You don't love me like you used to. Me and Linda, we get talking once in a while. We don't do it as much as we used to, but she said, you love me? I said, I married you, didn't I? She could have said, well, she did, don't I? I go to church, don't I? I wish we'd get back and say, I was glad.
Yeah.
When they said unto me, let us go to that. Is it that time already? Lord, I was planning on doing it. Oh, yeah, sure you was. I tell you, I fell in love with going to church when I got saved. Because I know who built that church.
Yeah.
Upon this rock, I'll build. Huh? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Now some of them, I was there, but then I wasn't there. Some of the stuff that's going on, flesh running around everywhere, and you know you're going to get up and preach, a lot of it's going to want to go out the door. I've seen them get preaching, I've seen them sing, I've seen them get up and go walking out the door, mad. They claim to be spirit-filled, speaking in tongues, people. Brother and sister, if that word offends you, you better start getting it right. Because yes. They said, Lord, listen to this. Lord's taking me to some places here this morning. They're out there casting out devils, healing the sick, doing mighty works in His name, and 70 of them come back rejoicing. Come on now. They were disciples. They followed Him. Is that right? And they're all excited. They come back telling Jesus, the devils are subject to you, what they've been doing and all that. And Jesus looked at them. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life. And they turned. And they all, 70, left. Walked away from Him. Have you ever read that in the King James Bible? Mm-hmm. And the disciples are standing there. They knew those men. And they said, Lord, You offended them. He said, let them go. He didn't say, Peter, go after them and tell them, I'm sorry. Go with it. I was kind of hard on my. They were doing these things in my name now. So, you know, and I do love him. He said, let him go. Let him go. Let me tell you, he will offend you. Yes. He will offend you. He'll reprove you. He'll rebuke you and correct you when you belong to him. Yes. Amen? Yes. Martha. Martha. How many of us are so troubled today? Truly, how many of us are so troubled? How many of us is worried about so many things of this life? And you can't do nothing about it. The sun's going to come up whether you're here or not. Night's going to come whether you're here or not. The devil's going to come whether you're here or not. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Them leaves are going to fall whether you know it or not, or don't like it. If you don't, if you want to rake them up, that's up to you. Is that right? You cannot like your brother? That's up to you. God won't force Himself on you. If you want to go to hell, you'll go there. Well, I don't want to go there. Well, if you don't repent and give your heart to Christ, you die, you will go there. Amen. Then whether you like it or not. That's the Word of God. That is the Word of God. And Lord, Mary's left me. With all of this. She's the one invited him. And she's, Martha, Martha, you're troubled. You're worried. You're cared about so many things. Have you ever looked in the mirror? You know, you ever heard that thing that you look in the mirror, mirror on the wall, talk to me? Oh, you'd be surprised what it would say to you. Here's the mirror of God's Word. Just open it up and start reading, and it will show you who you are. And a lot of times, you're not going to like it. Because God ain't going to tell you what you're not. He's going to tell you what you are. Whether it offends you, whether it rebukes you, correct. Amen. This Bible said, search the Scripture. And you know, listen to me. This is the truth. He passed away. I've known him. I've known him for years, but he passed away. And he was a strong preacher, on the Word of God. And he's preaching on back during, I believe, the radio, television was apparently out too. But he was preaching, and apparently, what he said, that one brother was a pastor of a church. And he loved this brother because this brother was apparently an evangelist. I don't know all the details now. But anyway, he was preaching. So this brother that loved him had his radio on. He was going to church. He was a pastor. And he was listening to this brother preach who he thought so much of him. And that brother that was preaching said, I think he said like 70 or 80% of the church claimed to be that they're not even saved. That hit that pastor. He said, "Dear Lord." Apparently his wife was there. She said, "Did you hear what he said? 70 or 80% of people in church, they're not even saved." And that pastor said, "I think he went too far with this. I think he went too far with this." And he got to church. And what he had heard the preacher, this friend preaching, that he talked so much of him, he was going to check, he's a pastor of a church, he's going to check out what he was saying. Could it be true? But he believed he went too far. Sometimes we don't go far enough. But I found out he that endures to the end, the same shows. How far is your end? And so what he said, it bothered him. And he said that, I'm gonna find out, because he's a pastor of a church. He said, "Big church, how many here all week long have read, I don't know, it's like maybe 5 chapters. How many all week long, from one to all a week, has read 5 chapters in the Bible? Raise your hand." And all that, only a few hands went up. That shocked that pastor. But what he was doing, he was putting what he said to the test. Because he thought that this brother has went too far with this. He thought, "My goodness, he's pastor of this church." Then he said, "How many have prayed all week long, at least 1 hour today, all week long?" That'd be like praying 10 minutes a day, roughly. If you prayed every day, you'd do more than an hour. It'd be 70 minutes, right? He said, "How many in here have prayed at least, I don't know if it might have been 30 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour?" Raise it. And only about 2 or 3 hands out of a big. It shocked him. Brother and sister, I've got to tell you this right now in the name of the Lord. He said, "Pray lest you fall into temptation." He said to that church, when he went, "Could you not pray with me but 1 hour?" Brother, a church that's not praying is not a church. It's commanded us that we're that men ought to always pray and not to faint, and that includes sisters. Today, a lot of the churches no longer make altar calls. Ken, they no longer make altar calls. If I went to Ken and say, "Ken, all week long, how much have you read in the Word of God all week long? How much have you prayed all week long?" Ken might not want to tell me. "Ain't none of your business." Well, I'm about the Father's business. I want to win souls. He that's wise wins souls. But we do it not with artificial bait. We do it with the live Word of God, by the Spirit of God. You know, a farmer, if he don't get that seed out at the right time, he might as well forget about it. And then too, after he puts it, he's got to take care of it. Amen. You and I, we must work our salvation out with fear and trembling. Amen. It's not because I came to church Sunday morning. My son, I prophesied it. I played instruments. I've taught. I teached. He didn't say that's going to get you to heaven. What's going to get you to heaven is obeying Him and loving Him and keeping His commandments. Yes, amen. And that pastor, he couldn't believe it. I don't know why he couldn't believe it. If he's he was apparently the pastor of the church. How many was at the altar praying in that church? How many brings their Bibles to church? How many can't wait? They look at the clock. Dear Lord, he's preached 30 minutes. He's long-winded. But then you get on the phone and you stay on there 2.5 hours.
Come on.
You say, Lord, I'm troubled about many things now. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, but that flesh. Yeah, if you don't crucify it, it will crucify you.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I've had to go back to that altar. Because there's some things I didn't like. But I got to be careful what spirit I am when I deal with it. Sometimes I've been called. I was a brother. You. Lord, you say lay the axe to the root. You're chopping my head off at it. Brother and sister, you know what Jesus said? He said, "If your eye offend you," he didn't say put a patch over it. He said, "If your hand offend you," he didn't say put a glove on it. If your foot, that's extreme, brother. That's extreme. I wouldn't take $1 million for my hand. I wouldn't take $1 million for my eye.
All right, come on.
Anybody got any eyes they like to give to? Amen. I want everything he put on me.
Yeah.
Amen. And you know what he says? I want your heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. I want every bit of you. And I want everything to you. I want you. I bought you. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to me now.
Amen.
Martha, Martha. But I love what the Lord said to her. But Mary has chose that good part. And it will not be taken away from her. You know what she chose? The words of eternal life. Amen. Let me read it to you. I wonder what happened. I wonder if Mary said, or maybe it could have been Martha say, well, just a minute. Supper's going to be late. It's going to be late. I'm going in there. I'm turning off my gas or my electric stove or my oven. She didn't have that back then. Oh, I'm going to go back there and the microwave. I'm just too busy. That's what we've been eating out of that microwave now for the past year. When are you going to make me a supper?
Come on, bless him, Lord.
I just don't have time. I'm just so busy. I'm telling you, then you're too busy. Well, my neighbor next door, his wife fixed him a nice meal. I mean, she even, how come you don't do that for me, honey? Hello. Jesus said, I'm a jealous God. If you love that woman more than you love me, you're unworthy of me. If you love that husband more than me, you're unworthy of me. Lord, I've never heard nothing like this before. Then the problem is you're not getting into the Bible. Because it's in the Word of God.
Right.
You all right? Get the message. Anything on there you don't like, let me know. We'll discuss it. But I'm not going to compromise with the Word of God. I'm not going to add to it. I'm not going to take away from it. I'm telling you, when I was in love with that world, you'd find me in a tree this morning. I don't care if it's snowing, blizzard, rain, or whatever. I'd be in that tree stand this morning. I'd climb a tree somehow. I'd get up on it. I'd get in it. And it wasn't just down the street. It was 100, almost 200 miles away. But I wanted to be the first one there. I didn't want them deer to see me. But they knew I was there anyway. Jesus knows your thought, your ways. Every idle word will give an account. You got a daughter, you got a son, and say, honey, where you been? I just been down the street. You was, huh? But yeah, just down the street, so-and-so. Well, how come I found out I heard you was about 5 miles over at so-and-so's house? Oh, and I was over there too. You've been lying to me. You didn't ask me that. You don't have to teach a child to lie. It comes natural. You don't have to teach him to cuss. It comes natural. Cussing just comes cussing. It's like this is a true story. A pastor, some of the, now I don't know all details, so I'm not here to make up stories and lie on them. They wanted to put shingles on the church. So the pastor, some of the elders, deacons could have been some, but the men got on the roof and they're putting shingles on the church. And while they're up there, putting those shingles, one of the brothers, he come back and he hit his finger. He didn't say, oh, Jesus. He didn't say, oh, pray for me. Out came a cuss word. You can't hide that. Especially with the church up on the roof with you. Remember that? He was shouting up on the rooftop. Come on now.
Come on.
Come on now. It's the truth. He couldn't hide it. It came right out. He said, oh. He didn't say, did any of you hear that? No, sir, brother. They heard it. He said, Pastor. Boy, if he was the Sunday school teacher, we went to talk after this roof meeting. Hello now. Come on now. Or he's the pastor, or he's the evangelist. That way don't leave me out either. He said, Pastor, I don't know why I said that. That old preacher said, I do. He said, why? It was in you.
That's right.
What's in the heart? Don't shout me down, because I ain't going to get down.
Come on.
Come on. It's the truth. When's the last time you spent? You've been having troubles with your family, your children, marital problems, this problem, that problem. That. How much time have you spent with Christ showing me, Lord, what should I do? Yes. I used to get down, especially when you're tired and you kind of wore out. Now I lay me down and sleep, pray the Lord my soul, your cake. Lord, bless Daddy, Mommy, me, and us five. And Lord God, I thank you and praise you for another day. Amen, Lord. Flop over in the bed. I've been growing in grace. I've been growing in grace. Now I say, now, Lord, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, and we forgive our trespasses. Lord, help me to forgive those trespasses. Thank you, Lord. Most people, the reason most of the children bought Cracker Jacks because they wanted the present in the Cracker Jacks. Amen? God's not looking for this instant thing. You can scream at that microwave if you want to. And then finally quit screaming at the microwave. Go to the wife and say, honey, you know, I know Mary chose the good part, and that's fine. Now that's amen. But Martha was fixing something to eat. I like what Jesus said. I have meat that you know not of. They said, Lord, eat, eat, Lord. They knew he had not been eaten. Boy, if you mention fasting, that flesh rises up in a moment. Anybody know what fasting is? If I say, but don't do it now. If I say, how many's fasted here at least 3 days in the past 6 months? Come on now. You know what fasting does? It makes me hungry. That's why I don't want to do it. My flesh don't want to do it right now. But the spirit is willing. But you just got, but the flesh is overwhelming. Where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. Jesus did not say he's a loving Savior, he's merciful, he's goodness. He knows there's probably 12 disciples there, plus him makes 13, plus Lazarus, and plus Mary, maybe some other friends, I don't know. He could have said, well, yeah, there's a lot of people to feed here, Martha. You have invited me to come and eat. I really appreciate that. Come on now. Martha, I really appreciate I've come into the city, in the town here, that your city, and you've come and invited me to come and eat with you. I appreciate that so much, so much. He could have said, Mary's there, and she's down there at his feet, just listening to her, just got her whole attention. See where your heart is, there where your treasures also. We have in this earthly tabernacle the treasures of the kingdom of God. Mary, yes, Lord. Your sister, she's kind of troubled and bothered, and you know how, you know, I mean, you know, you did leave her, and you know, I appreciate what you're doing. I love you so much. I know where your heart is. But would you go help your sister? Because there's a lot of us here to eat, you know. And Mary could have said, yeah, well, after we get done eating, I'm going to stay here. And I'll help her wash dishes. No, brother, sister. That will not be taken away from her. She chose that good part. And it will not be taken away from her. She chose eternity. I know we got to eat. I understand that. But he didn't do that. He just let her know her problems. He loved her. She was the one that sent word when Lazarus was sick. She said, Lord, only if you had been here. He loved Martha and he loved Mary. But he wasn't going to take away from Mary that part. He is. He broke the bread. He said, take and eat all of it. I asked you, all week long, how much time have you been in the Word of God? See, the Bible said, examine yourselves and see if you be in the faith. How much have you been in that prayer closet? How much have you been interceding for lost souls? How much have you been reading the Word? How much have you testified? How much have you let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven? He said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before the Father. If you're ashamed of me, he said, I'm ashamed of you. If you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. That's strong, church. I want to hear him say, Father, she belongs to me. Father, that's one of my sons. And I will not take away from what they want the most. I'm going to read it. Luke chapter 10. And verse 38. I want to read this. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Church, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? But Martha was cumbered about much serving. She had a lot of people to feed there that day. And came to him and said, Lord, doest not thou care that my sister has left me to serve alone? I mean, Lord, don't you care what she's done here? She's left me with all of this. Bid her. Tell her. In other words, she wanted Jesus to tell Mary to go help her. Don't try to put Jesus in your life the way you want him. He that seeks to save his life will lose it. But he that loses his life for my sake and the gospel shall find it. Amen? You know, you take a man, a farmer, he's got cows, he's got chickens, he's got milk cows and that. And if a man's got milk cows, he knows that he's got to milk those cows. Is that right? Anybody that's ever been a farmer knows what I'm talking about? He's got to do that. He's got to milk his cows. They don't milk themselves, do they? Well, we that are babes in Christ, we are to totally desire the sincere milk of the Word of God. Amen? Well, I got to do this. I got to do it. I'm going to tell you. You're that close from heaven or hell right now. You're a heartbeat away. But see, when we think, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to build my barns, I'm going to do this and that. You know what God called that man? Huh?
A fool.
Call him a fool. He was all concerned about himself. It's the truth. It's the truth. Boy, that offends me. Get over it. Martha, get over it. Lazarus, get over it. Danny, get over it. And yes, I understand. Yeah, I know. I'm not running you down. I'm not trying to put you. I'm just telling you. He said for you and me to gain the whole world and lose our soul, it's over for us. See, he thought to himself, he had such a great barn. He had more stored up in that barn than he could ever eat. He said, he thought in himself. And that's the way it is as a man thinks in his heart. This I will do. Why didn't he just build another barn? Why tear the one down he's got? Did you hear me? And what he done is, I'm going to tear that barn, and I'm going to build bigger barns. And then I'm going to put all my goods up, and I'm going to say to my soul, take ease. For many, many, probably year, whatever, I've got enough in here to last me. And a voice spoke to him and said, thou fool. Was it this night, this day? It was. It's night right now in some of these countries, this day here. Your soul shall be required of you. Then, what? Well, after I'm gone, it won't make no difference. I'm not going to worry about it then. No, I know you won't. Make sure that whatever you're doing, God is first. Would you say, Lord, you can have everything I got because I want everything who you are. And he would say to you and me, I want all of you too.
Amen.
Amen. Going to make an altar call.